following program will also be heard in Canada by shortwave in Mexico, Central America, and South America, and from coast to coast in the USA, it's Mirth and Madness.
Hey, you!
Are you listening? Your moody, meandering master of ceremony, inviting you to wander into another of our woefully weary walkathons, a wobbly wakey up of well-worn witticism and weather-beaten waggery, with his wistful wool gatherer waddling through a wispy web of wonderful wackiness and wizened witchery, and accompanied on his weaving way by the wall-eyed wand waver and his wagon load of witless wonders. So wait on in, won't you, while we whisk over and whisper to the wizards to warm up and overture Wacket Man Wacket. Window. The elevator wasn't working.
Well, why didn't he walk down?
28 flights of stairs. He might slip and hurt himself.
I never thought of that. I'm satisfied.
I'm Kirkwood.
I'm Gray.
Well,
how do you do?
Do you mind if I take a slap at that hula skirt? My wife told me to be sure and hit the hay.
Oh, no, not at all. But I'd sooner hit the road.
It's a treat to be on the Mississippi. Ah, dear old Mississippi. Oh, yes. That's where I met my first sweetheart. I remember I took her out to Lover's Leap and kissed her.
What did she do?
She leaped.
Oh, I'll bet you were a romantic pair.
Ah, yes, indeed. When we went to the theater, we were a regular Romeo and Juliet. I'd sit in the orchestra seats and she'd sit in the balcony.
Ah, romance.
Ah, love.
Ah, sweet mystery of life at last I found you.
Where you been hiding, you little rascal, you?
Well, I must be off.
You ain't kidding.
Oh, now, I beg to take issue with you.
Well, all right. But you'll have to take it out of the studio. You take that end, I'll take the... There we are. Place looks much better, too.
Well, I'll be running along now. I have to do my part toward the scrap metal drive.
What are you going to do?
Try to pick up a platinum blonde.
What? Whom? What about your wife?
Oh, that old thing.
You shouldn't speak of your wife like that. It's kind of a low trick.
Low, Kirkwood.
Low trick? How's Mrs. Trick?
She gave me a grand slam this morning.
I thought you were wearing a new bridge. Nice woman, though. English, isn't she?
No, I think she's a marmoset.
That's a monkey.
I think she's a marmoset.
Marmoset?
A marmoset. Marmoset from Armadillo. A marmoset from Armadillo, Harley Boo. A marmoset from Armadillo, she hasn't been kissed in 40 years. A hinky-dinky Harley Boo.
And so we wave a fond farewell to the dusty little village of Washout on the Line, with its good-natured natives and its denatured medicine men. We climb aboard our old fishing barge and go barging downstream while the natives throw garlands from the shore. We pull Mr. and Mrs. Garland into our boat and speedily head for the open sea. And even as we reach the deep water, over the sound of the breakers can be heard the native song of farewell. Nihi binshiya, no malo, bingo ya boy bejo, bingo ya boy bejo. Which when freely translated means come back and we'll see that you are placed in the middle of the griddle. And as we steer past the floating driftwood and debris, you remember driftwood and debris did a high diving act on the Poli circuit. Imagine them drifting this far. We are suddenly startled by the horrible scream of the weird Canuck and Foozle gruff, which we catch in our nets and discover to our dismay is Don Reed singing Long Ago and Far Away. Well, you can't get too far away to suit me. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day. down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago.
That took me right back to my home on the prairie. I've never seen a prairie as flat as that song. Of course, I'm kidding. It says here. And that bit of bicarbonate baritone brings us to the madhouse tabloid.
The madhouse tabloid is on the air with a big story on the political scene. And here's your tabloid commentator, Phineas Rubber Stamp, Deadline. Shoot the vote to me, goat.
Howdy, Miss Daly City. I'll be back in the rolls with the polls.
Pinball on the tilt, California. Honest Jack Kirkwood campaigns for re-election.
Hi, Dilly D, folks. With the election only a few days off, Jack Kirkwood has been campaigning night and day for his favorite candidate, Jack Kirkwood. As mayor of the Gas House District for the past 4 years, Kirkwood has succeeded in cleaning out the city hall so that now there's practically nothing left down there but a couple of old benches. He's now running for re-election, and today our star reporter will give you a bird's-eye view of the entire campaign. He's a crook. He buys every vote. He's a four or five. Take it away, Adelbert.
The whole town is buzzing with politics.
Politics.
Listen to what some of our citizens are saying about Kirkwood, the people's pal. First, a word from a prominent merchant.
I want Jack Kirkwood for mayor of Pinball because I have decided to move to New York.
Well, here's an old maid of 75. Listen to what she has to say.
I want Jack Kirkwood because at my age, I'll settle for anybody. Whee!
Now we bring you the voice of the man in the street.
I ain't getting up out of this gutter to vote for nobody.
And here is what the president of the local chamber of commerce has to say.
We want Jack Kirkwood.
And here's what the boys down at the city hall are saying.
Say, did you ever hear the one about the fellow who went to the doctor? He thought he was...
All over the city, enthusiasm for Kirkwood is at a feverish pitch. The people are having a terrific celebration. You can hear them now. Listen! And they've been carrying on like that for hours. Now, we take you to the big Kirkwood rally in Union Square. First, a few words from Mr. Luscious Drooper, president of the Civic Betterment League. Mr. Drooper.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you.
And now, I want to introduce the chief speaker of the evening, Mr. Ward Healer, chief heel of the KA, or Kirkwood Association, Mr. Healer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put my cards right under the table. I'm speaking for a man who has a heart of gold, nerves of steel, and an iron constitution. So if he isn't elected, we can turn him over to the scrap metal drive. Just look at the candidate, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever seen such character in a face? Have you ever seen such a face on a character? Just let me ask you, who paved our streets?
Jack Kirkwood.
Who gave us our park?
Jack Kirkwood.
Who took the pin pinball machines out of the drugstore.
Jack Kirkwood.
He did, the dirty crook. Who gave you the library?
Jack Kirkwood.
Who gave you the museum?
Jack Kirkwood.
Who gave you Jack Kirkwood?
The museum.
Who will really benefit most if Kirkwood is elected?
Jack Kirkwood!
Right. Kirkwood is a family man. He loves to hear the patter of childish feet. In fact, he's held so many babies in the last 2 weeks, he's learned how to juggle them. He's never had his hand in anybody's pocket. All he wants is a chance. Why, when Kirkwood was elected 4 years ago, there were more rackets in this town than you could shake a stick at. And what did Kirkwood do about it? Do you know what he did?
No, what did he do?
Went out and got more sticks. But why should I stand here telling you why you should vote for the people's pal? Let the record speak. Well, let it speak. Put on the record. And now, before we close the rally with our campaign song, would any young lady in the audience like to kiss me? Any old lady in the audience like to kiss me? Would any man in the audience like to kiss me? Would any old cocker spaniel in the audience like to kiss me?
You'd kiss a cocker spaniel to get votes?
Why not? They go to the polls, too.
Who wouldn't vote for Kirkwood for mayor? You'll be the goat for he'll get in your hair. He's the candidate the city's mad about. So go to the polls, but hide your oats, for he's the loud who'll clean you out. He's got a platform that looks pretty strong, but it's full of termites, won't last very long. So cast your ballot, one or maybe more, baby. Kirkwood's the jerk that we're voting for.
Goody, fellas. That little spearmint loses flavor on the bedpost overnight. That's played by Irving Miller and his salon group. Just returned from a successful engagement in the gold room of Feinschreiber's Flop House. Feeding the flop for 4 bits. And that brings us to our most distinguished guest.
Ah, yes. Here he is. A romantic old quince with his extra set of double chintz. And his ample welcome advice to the lovelorn, Dr. Hartburn. Lovely day, Doctor.
Ah, beautiful indeed, William. On days like this, I always think of an old girl of mine, Les Norsemorsels. Les Norris Morsels of Hoopelstrubel. What a gorgeous babe she was. What a head. Of course, it was horrible to look at it, but it was a head. She was the only girl I ever saw with 4 arms. 2 faced one way and 2 faced the other. Very handy. She could scratch herself anywhere. She had a figure like a 14-year-old girl, but by the time she gave it back, it was all bumpy. She finally decided to give me the brush off, and with her mustache, she could do it too, believe me. She didn't like the climate. She wanted to go to a warmer climate, so I told her where to go. I haven't seen her since. I bet she likes it in Southern California, too. I remember it well. How wonderful it was to pick oranges right off the trees, they told me as they picked out the buckshot at the hospital. But I'll keep on searching till I find the right girl. Oh, there must be some girl in this world for me. Oh, it's awful, isn't it? Don't expect me to stay here and listen to that. That's awful. That's worse than one of your souls, Gray. I'm getting out of here. Where's my motorcycle? Oh, all right, here we go, baby. Turpentine, Willie. What's going on? There goes the traffic bell.
Goodbye.
down as arranged by Maestro Miller, whose latest book, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Lady Harpists, has become a bestseller in all the bestsellers in town. And
all the captain cried, all hands below, belay there, lads, here comes a blow. The radio brought the warning through that the madhouse show presents part two. A tickle, 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 it's the madhouse show, and here's part two.
Now, lovers of lilting lunacy, will you join us at the poet's nook?
Greetings, friends. Won't you come in for a kindly thought?
Ah, yes. Here he is, our poet so balmy, shaped like a boiled salami. Ah, but listen, music! How enduring! And during this part of the program, I always go out and have a smoke. I just can't take it.
Who is? There's the wonderful scent of the lilacs, the essence of sweet perfume, the mystic spell of the incense in the garden where roses bloom, the aroma of cooking cabbage, and the odor of burning tar. But I'm here to tell that there ain't no smell like that of a cheap cigar.
Today.
And now for another little homespun episode in our heartwarming story of Just Plain Folks, the story of Sadie Black Girl Riveter. Today we find our heroine and her boyfriend Roger in a drugstore. They have had two strawberry sundaes apiece. Sadie has bought a new lipstick and Roger has tried to buy a bottle of bourbon. And as they are about to leave the store, Roger remembers that he needs some paste. So he steps up to the nearest counter and says,
"Hey, mister, I want a tube of paper glue."
Paper glue?
Yeah, I want to mend a torn page in a book.
You should use scotch tape for that, sir. I have some right here.
I don't want scotch tape. I want glue.
Shh, don't be so loud, Roger.
I'm only trying to be helpful, sir. You shouldn't paste the page. You should use
Listen, if you don't give me what I want, I'll climb over the counter and get it myself.
Say, nobody can talk to me like that. Now scram before I lose my temper and hang one on your jaw.
If you don't give me that glue in 2 seconds, I'll get it myself, you big bluff.
Brother, you're begging for it and you're going to get it.
Uh-oh, Roger, I don't think he's bluffing.
Will Roger get the paste he's asking for? Tune in next week, folks. We don't know. Fanfare number 4 is played by Irving Miller and his Triple Threat Termites, sounding just as good as if they tuned up before the broadcast. Well, almost. Anyhow, it brought us over to our servicemen special, and up steps pretty little Julie Conway to delight us with Somebody Loves Me. Well, no doubt, baby, no doubt. They should.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who, I wonder who it can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who it can be worries me. With every guy that passes by I shout, hey, maybe you could learn to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you. Somebody loves me, loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who it can be. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew who it can be. Worries me. With every guy that passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you could learn to be my loving baby. Maybe somebody loves me, loves me. I wonder who. Maybe, maybe, baby, it's you.
Thank you. little theater.
Today, the madhouse comedy, drama, and there must be a better way to make a living players present their own brilliant version of Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp. As the curtain rises, we find the Sultan speaking with his daughter. Curtain.
Say, Papa, when are you going to break down and get me a husband?
I'm apt to break down any minute, but I don't know about the husband. What happened to the last man I found for you anyway? I left you alone with him every night for a week.
I know, Papa, but you told me to watch the furnace.
You mean you had trouble with the guy or the furnace?
Both. Every time I watched one of them, the other would go out.
Well, tell me, my little pumpkin, what do you consider the ideal man?
That's easy. Just give me the eyes of Tyrone Power.
Yes, yes, go on.
And give me the lips of Charles Boyer.
Yes, go on.
That's all, Papa. Just give me the lips of Charles Boyer. Whoopee! Whee!
Well, don't worry your pretty little flathead, daughter. I've got a feller all paid out for you, a handsome little schlemiel called Aladdin. With his money, we'll be able to pay off the mortgage on the old throne.
When's he dropping over, Papa?
He'll be arriving in a few minutes, daughter. How's about dinner? I'm hungry.
I'm cooking up a little borscht, Papa.
Good.
It'll be ready real soon.
Fine. What time do we line up at the trough? Jab, Zeus. Here comes Aladdin on his magic carpet. Hey, take a powder, gal. I'll handle him.
Hiya, Pop. What's cooking?
Zounds, what impudence. Throw yourself before me, vessel.
What? And slop up my flopsy-mopsy slack suit?
Throw yourself at my feet, knave. Well, goodness, don't bust your bustle, kid.
I have come as you commanded, old salt.
Old salt? Oh, yes. Aladdin, how would you like to marry my daughter? How would you like to live in connubial felicity?
Does the bus stop there?
Twice a week. If you marry my daughter, this lamp I shall give you, this magic lamp.
Oh, lamps like that are sure extinct.
I know, but you can always leave the windows open.
Okay, give me the lamp.
And remember, my lad, with this lamp you can have anything you want. Just rub the lamp, make your wish, and your wish is gratified. Go ahead, try it.
Okay, here goes. Well, look who's here.
Is that you, Mr. Berry?
Say, who are you?
I'm the genie of the lamp, master. I'm your slave. Your wish is my command, sir.
Okay, let me rub that lamp again. Gold. Gold. I want gold.
There you is, boss.
Ooh. Gold. Gold. More gold.
Why? Uh-oh. How'd that clicker get in there?
Well, I'll rub some more. I want gold. 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 Hey, what's the matter?
The machine is tilted, boss.
My love, my husband-to-be. Yippee!
Say, didn't I see you wrestle at the garden last week, sister?
Could be. Aladdin, this is my little daughter, Jennifer, your future wife. What have you to say to that?
Help! Hey, what makes her face so green?
My face isn't green, you silly boy. It just looks green in certain light.
Yes, daylight and electric light. Well, will you marry her or won't you?
Well, I'll think about it.
If you think about it, you won't marry her. She really has a beautiful soul. Lift up your foot, daughter, and show him.
Yeah, before I give my answer, there's just one thing I'd like to ask you about your daughter.
Yes? What is it?
That's what I was going to ask you. Well, tell me. Tell me, is she smart?
Is she smart? Just look at this report card.
Sultana Reform School.
Oh, no, not that one. Excuse me. This one. She was only in the third grade, too.
Oh, not bad. What's this note written on the margin?
Hmm?
Please have your daughter shaved before coming to school.
That's too late, you know. She's a whiz at mathematics, I'll show you. Now, daughter.
Yes, Papa?
If I subtract 50 from 100, what is the difference?
That's what I say. Who cares?
No.
Kiss me, Al.
I've been wanting to kiss you, but one thing stops me.
Yes?
Well, I hate to ask you, but...
Go ahead. For you, I would do anything.
Well, will you take off that catcher's mask first?
But I'm not wearing a catcher's mask.
That does it. Where's that genie?
Yes, Barney. Yeah, you all crave something?
Yeah, I crave to get out of here. You can have the lamp. If I have to marry a puss like that, I'd rather live in the dark.
Oh, but, Barney, don't forget, your every wish can be gratified.
Say, that's right. Okay, Jeannie, rub that lamp and make this gargoyle beautiful.
I sure will, Bob. How beautiful you want her?
Oh, I don't care. Suit yourself.
Suit myself? Okay, here we go.
Well, shut my mouth, cat. Was that ever-loving genie of mine? Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Hey, genie, what have you done? You double-crossed me. I told you to make her beautiful.
You told me to suit myself, didn't you?
Yeah, but gee...
Man, this suits me.
Me being played by Irv and his relatives, and I'd like to say that was swell. I'd like to say that was great, but I'd like to, but I'd only be lying towards you.
Mind if I intrude now on Demetrius?
Not at all, Alaric. Glad to have you.
Oh, kind of you as usual.
Oh, I mean it. I'm so delighted I can't find words to express myself.
Where do you want to go?
Well, I'm not sure, but I must be going by boat because I'm on my way to the dock.
Oh, I didn't know you were sick.
Oh, I'm not. It's the prisoner's dock. I have a case in court. Someone slapped a plaster on me.
Oh, a court plaster.
Yes. I must get the court plastered, but I mustn't forget to paper the Spanish walls.
The what?
Spanish walls.
Spanish walls? Mm. Oh, I'd love to.
Right. Well, neighbors, looks like we've swept all the corners and dusted the cobwebs off another one, but we'll be back digging stuff out of the storehouse and trying to rearrange it the way you like it about the same time tomorrow.
The whole gang will be helping out. Irving Miller, Gay Seabrook, Don Reed, Julie Conway, Bob Sherry, Sat Sam, the sound man, the lads of the band. So give us a hand, won't you?
Thanks for letting us come in and muss up your house today, folks. Thanks for your nice cards and letters and all that kind of stuff like that there. Take mighty good care of yourselves, neighbors, and say, don't forget to keep on buying those war bonds and stamps. You hear me?
Till tomorrow, then. This is Bill Gray.
And Jack Kirkwood asking you to wait for that call.
Hey!
Are you listening?
If you want to see our show, write for tickets, address your letters to Mirth and Madness, NBC, Radio City, New York. Mirth and Madness, written by Jack Kirkwood and produced by Jack Hill, is presented from New York City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The mightiest war machine in history is now storming Hitler's Europe. NBC will interrupt its regular programs for the latest invasion bulletins as they come off the wire. Stay tuned to WEAF, New York.